friends, and welcome to Professional Profile, the popular interview program and talk show that deals exclusively with Jewish professions and professionals. Our guest this evening is the world-renowned cantor of the Burning Bush Temple in Phoenix, Arizona, Chazan Klonimus Biberhorn. Shalom Aleichem, cantor. Welcome to our show.
Shalom Aleichem.
Before we begin, I just wanted to say that I was at the cantorial concert yesterday in Carnegie Hall, and your performance was just delightful. But you must admit, Cantor, that that young Chazan Fliegelbaum from Boston is an up-and-coming star. He's going to give you a run for your money as top cantor in America. Well, we'd like to get a little bit of background on your career, Cantor. How long have you been Chazan at the Burning Bush? Oh, I see. Wait one second, you mean... I see. You've been there for 8 years. Tell us, Cantor, are you originally from the States? Oh, I see. Where are you from, then? Why did you leave lovely Jerusalem for this country? Might I presume, then, that you'll be staying here permanently? Oh, I see. You will be returning to Israel. That is nice to hear. You hear that, listeners? Cantor Biberhorn is only here temporarily. He will actually be going back to live in Israel. When will you be returning, Cantor? I see. Tell us about your family, Cantor. It says here that you have 5 sons. Are they all musically inclined like their father? Your youngest son is only 3 years old, Chazan. What cantorial pieces could you possibly be teaching him? Cantor, today everyone is concerned about their diet and exercise. What does a Chazan eat to stay at a peak level of performance? What about exercise? Yes, of course, I see. Well, we are beginning to run short of time, so we better get right to the phones and see what kinds of questions our audience has for our guest this week on Professional Profile. Cantor Klonimus Biberhorn. Hello, you're on the air.
Oh, can you say that Biberhorn is the top cantor in America?
Is this some sort of prank? Who's there?
It is I, the great cantor Fliegelbaum from Boston. No one, absolutely no one, can reach the notes that I can reach.
That may be true, but no one else can roll like me, the one and only Biberhorn. And is there anyone who knows Nusach like I do?
But your voice does not have the power or dynamic range that mine does.
You are too young, Fliegelbaum, to be an experienced master of the cantorial arts. You are obviously not qualified to lead a large congregation.
I'm sorry to interrupt the two of you, but we're running out of time, and it's only fair that we give someone else a chance to call in and speak with our guest. Hello, you're on the air.
Yes? Hello? Am I on the air?
You are, sir, but please hurry with your question. We're running out of time.
I just wanted to ask the Chazan, what is his trick for davening so nice, yet at the same time having kavona for Perish Amilois and to be moitzi the oilum in all the brachas and tefilois?
Cantor, what is your response to that question? I'm sure our listeners would like to know. I see. That's too bad. It seems that Cantor Biberhorn has suddenly, inexplicably, come down with a severe case of laryngitis. I sure hope it won't affect your concert tomorrow at Carnegie Hall. Well, anyway, it seems like we're out of time, so to all our dear friends out there who've been tuned into this station, Thank you for listening to Professional Profile, the program that shows you the authentic, true nature of people and their profession. Make sure you tune in next week when we interview Reb Zonvil Tiktruger, Meshulach par excellence for over 300 worthy institutions in Israel, the diaspora, and other places. It should be a fascinating show. Good night, and we'll see you next week on Professional Profile.